Okay, it is Friday. My name's Carl Monahan. That means this is a Friday takeaway. Little reflections from clinic, little bits of research, little findings, things I've covered with patients perhaps this week, or themes that I've been running in previous Friday takeaways. And today I'm going to be building upon this theme that I've been running now for probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. If you haven't caught all of them, then do go back and refresh yourself on what I've been talking about. Key themes have been around building discipline into your schedule, doing things regularly, doing things habitually, sorry, doing things regularly to form habits and to form good positive behaviors. Having that discipline, for example, to get up in the morning and set the day off on the right foot. That's how we get change. And change doesn't come from just a little bit of dabbling here, something here, if I've got the time. It comes from really setting your intention, more on this later on, and sticking with it, remaining focused. It sucks, right? I know how upsetting and distracting and disabling and awful this condition can be. There's many more words I could use there to describe that. I've been there myself, and I know much of what you are going through right now. This is the reason why I do what I do, right? To help you guys to overcome where you are now, to make life a little bit easier, to give you some direction, to give you some focus. So, in last week's Friday takeaway, I was talking about pushing a car and how it can take monumental effort to get that car moving. And if there's any deviation or any speed bumps, then it can really feel like we're putting an awful lot of effort in and not much is coming back. So I want to look at today. I've mentioned the word intention so far. I want to look at today where your mind is, what your mindset is, what are your thoughts on this as well. Let's give you a couple of examples. See if this is you. See if this sounds familiar. I don't know. What's the point? I can't be bothered. I'm never going to get out of this. No one understands me. This is all a load of insert your own expletive there. I don't see the point in doing any of this. This is rubbish. This is a waste of time. It's never going to get me anywhere. I mean, I could go on again. I did when I had this condition. I would be very, very good at putting myself down. And listen, here's a bit of insight into a typical patient. It doesn't mean that this is you or every single person, but we're really good at self-criticism and self-judgment, particularly if things don't go exactly in the way that we want them to. And that's hard, right? So often we all turn a finger, an accusatory finger back in our direction and point it at us and blame ourselves and get aggravated and angry and frustrated and down at ourselves and then the rest of the world. It's understandable. It's really genuinely understandable. Is it really helpful? There's a big question. Is it truly helpful on this path to recovery? Could we be doing something a little bit different? What are you telling yourself? And let's give you a comparison here. Let's give you something to reflect on. Would you talk to, if you have children, would you talk to your children like that? Would you tell them how rubbish they are, how awful they are, how they're never going to get anywhere? Would you tell them that there's no point in them trying? Would you say that to a partner? In fact, would you say it to anyone else? And I don't just mean once as like a one-off. I mean repeatedly through the daytime, through the nighttime, at every given moment to point out how much of a failure you are and how much of a waste of time everything that you're doing is and how it's not going to get you anywhere. And this is all a load of effing, whatever you want to call it. How familiar does that sound? If it's touched a note, good. That's the reason why I'm doing this and the reason why I do these as well. If we're giving ourselves that reminder all the time, constantly, with negative feedback and negative energy, if you want to call it that, how is that going to help us? Is that going to make us feel better? Is that going to make us feel like the things that we're doing, our self-care, are making a difference? Could we do that slightly different? So my question here is, what is your attitude, brother? What is going through your head when you're doing these things? And if you can spin that around, if you can make it a little bit more kindly, maybe a bit more supportive, maybe a bit more caring, a bit more compassionate, a bit more patient, then wow, what a difference that will make. Here's a little insight into me. Every morning before I get out of bed, and just because I do something doesn't mean you should do it, but let's just listen to this for a moment and see how this resonates and see if you feel that by doing this, this might make you feel better. So every morning when I'm lying in bed before I get out of bed, I haven't picked up my phone at this point. I don't look at my phone for quite a long time after I've woken up for good reasons. Maybe more on this in future podcasts or future Friday takeaways. And you may not believe this at the moment, and that's fine. Just because I do something doesn't mean you should do. I will say how lucky I am to have my body, how my body affords me to do so many things, that I am grateful for this experience. I'm lucky to have my family, my wife, my two boys, my sisters, my friends around me. I'm lucky to do the work that I do. I'm lucky to wake up every morning feeling pretty safe in this world. I'm lucky to have food in the fridge. I'm lucky to have running water in the taps. I'm lucky to have hot water. Okay. And I'm really pleased that I'm going to start doing some yoga. That's part of my morning routine. And I'm really looking forward to doing the yoga. And by doing my yoga, and I've done a nice bath this morning, by doing my yoga and my ice bath, then I'm going to feel good about myself because I'm taking a step in the right direction. And I am investing in myself right now, and I'm investing in my future. And I know that investment will start to pay off. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, maybe not next month. But by doing these things repeatedly, I am giving my best, I'm giving myself the best possible chance to be the best possible version of myself right now, today. You don't have to do that, but just think about how that might feel to you. If you were to have a better, more positive, more supportive, more kindly, more patient, more compassionate mindset about yourself, how do you think that might make you feel? How do you think that might make someone else feel if you were to turn around to them and say, "Oh, I think you're a brilliant person. I really love you. I've got lots of respect for you. I've got lots of patience for you. I'm really supportive of what you're doing. I'm really compassionate about what you're doing." That person would be buzzing. And if you tell them that repeatedly through the daytime, and I do this, I give myself positive affirmations, even if things are going really rubbish, even if I'm not having a good day, and I'm in a mood, and I'm short with the boys, and I'm arguing with the wife, and the world is just feeling a bit abrasive to me today, I will turn that around, I'll spin it around, and I will put a positive spin on it. If you've ever worked with me, this is what I do. It's about your mindset. It's about your intention. Remember, your brain is listening to you all the time. It's recording everything that you are saying. Not literally. I don't mean to make you feel paranoid there, but it is acknowledging the way that you are with yourself in the world. So here's something. Here's what I'd like you to do. Because pushing that car can be pretty hard work, right? How about you give yourself a bit of a break? How about you say, "You're doing really well. All right. You're doing the best you possibly can right now. And that by doing what you're doing, you're really working towards a brighter future for yourself. And I'm really pleased and glad I've gotten up this morning and I've done my movements and I've done my stretches. And maybe you've done some other bits of self-care in there as well. And as hard as it might be right now, I am looking after myself. I'm giving myself self-care. And here my and self-love, all right? And I'm doing these things because I want to feel better. Setting your intention makes a massive difference to whatever task it is that you're doing. This is a load of rubbish. What's the point? I can't be arsed with this. What is your attitude, brother? What's going on? Can you change that? Can you make that better for you? Can that you make that more supportive of you? And this isn't going to change things in a day. Just because you say these things, it doesn't mean you're going to recover next week. But wow, you can be a little bit easier on yourself. You could recognize all the good things in your life right now. And there are a lot of other good things that are going on for you. You may have to scratch around a little bit, but there's lots and lots of other good things that are going on for you. And if you can acknowledge them, if you can recognize them, it will make a vastly big difference in how you feel about yourself, accumulatively over a period of time. So, a little bit of a nod to pushing the car here and something exciting for the future. I said it can be pretty hard work pushing that car by yourself. It's better to push the car with someone else, i.e., a supportive partner, a friend, letting them in, but also a good, qualified, experienced therapist to help you here, or as a team. Our next online group recovery program for men suffering with pelvic pain is starting at the start of February. Go to pelvicpainmatters.com. That's matters with a m, pelvicpainmatters.com, and click on the recover program. Sign up. I can't tell you all the benefits here. We're going to do another podcast very shortly, Tim Beams and myself, on this. So look forward to that. But working together as a team, including other patients going through exactly what you're going through, makes a big difference for you. You don't need to be a lone wolf here. In fact, being a lone wolf can often be exhausting and frightening and isolating and really hard graft. And speaking of community and, well, speaking of teamwork and maybe community, I am in the early throes of setting up a support group, an online global community support group for men suffering with pelvic pain. And I'm going to leave that carrot dangling there. More on this to come. What's your attitude, brother? How are you speaking to yourself? Can you speak nicely? Can you give yourself more support? Can you give yourself a break? Because, wow, it will make a difference. Stop being so hard on yourself. Stop pointing a finger. Stop blaming yourself. Stop looking back in anger at things that have happened in your past that you can't change anymore, and take a step in the right direction. Have that discipline. Make those changes, but do it with a better attitude.